Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Mazel tov on completing Sefer Yehoshua, 24 prakim, 28 years, and the conquest and division of the land of Israel. I wish you tremendous hatzlacha on the next stops of your journey through our Sifrei Kodesh, our holy books. Please join us at the Siyum with Mrs. Esti Kimchi on Monday, March 9th at 12 noon Eastern. Sign up at ouwomen.org/Siyum. May the messages of this Sefer continue to impact and inspire and be a source of merit for Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael during these trying times. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Kaf Gimel, Chapter 23. A quick recap of what we learned yesterday in Perek Kaf Beis. Reuven, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh had been thanked for keeping their promise to Moshe to fight with the rest of Am Yisrael until they had all received their nachalos, and now they were sent home to Eiver HaYarden. These 2.5 tribes were blessed with extra wealth, and we saw that the second half of the Perek was a very difficult story, how a misunderstanding within Klal Yisrael towards these 2.5 tribes had almost led to a civil war. Perek Kaf Gimel, our Perek today. Yehoshua gathers the leaders and heads of Klal Yisrael together in order to prepare them for his death. Yehoshua tells them that there are still unconquered nations living in Eretz Yisrael, and he encourages Klal Yisrael to remain strong and not become enticed by these unconquered nations in Eretz Yisrael after his passing. They should not, God forbid, assimilate with the other nations of the world. And Yehoshua impresses upon Klal Yisrael to serve HaKadosh Baruch with sincerity and wholeheartedness. And just as Hashem had done so much good for Klal Yisrael, he warns them, so too HaKadosh Baruch is capable of doing the complete opposite. Pasuk Aleph. Vayehi miyamim rabim acharei asher hiniach Hashem liYisrael mikol oyveihem misaviv Yehoshua zokein bo bayamim. And many days had passed since HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given rest to Am Yisrael from all of the surrounding enemies. And now Yehoshua was old, bo bayamim, advanced in years. The Seder Olam Rabba tells us that Yehoshua led Am Yisrael for a total of 28 years. So this next chapter is unfolding 14 years after the Chalukah had finished the dividing up of the land. And for 14 years now, Am Yisrael had been busy setting up their homes and involved in farming in their new homes. Pasuk Beis Vayikra Yehoshua L'chol Yisrael L'zakenov L'rashei L'shoftov L'shodrov. And Yehoshua now calls to all of Klal Yisrael. Says the Ralbag, Yehoshua was not speaking to all of Klal Yisrael here at all. Rather, it was L'zakenov L'rashov L'shoftov L'shodrov. Rather, it's to the elders, to the heads, to the judges, and to the officers. U'l'zakenov, to the elders. This is the moment of transition. We know that Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'masro liYehoshua. Yehoshua had received all the Torah directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Torah Shebal Peh had been handed down from Moshe directly to Yehoshua, and Yehoshua lizakenim. Yehoshua passes it down to the zakenim, and this is that moment of transmission. Yehoshua says to them, "Ani zakanti, I am old." Basi bayamim, coming along in days. The Abar Banal says, Zakanti, the years of war had aged him. He was a man of 110, and he was supposed to have lived till 120, but he was going to leave this world 10 years earlier, we know, because of the punishments from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for drawing out the wars. On the other hand, Basi bayamim, what a compliment. I've come with my days. We know that these words are said only about Abraham, Sarah, and David. I've used each of my days to capacity. Every single one of them has been filled up in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Gimel v'atem ri'isem es kol asher asa Hashem Elokeichem l'chol ha'goyim ha'elim mipneichem. You have seen all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to all of these nations that were surrounding you. Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu hanilcham lachem. You saw that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting for you. And Malbim says Yehoshua is assuring them, you saw all the wonders. Hashem did them. No, it wasn't me. It wasn't coming from me. It was all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Pasuk Dalet, Yehoshua tells them that he has completed the tasks he was supposed to do. And the Me'am Lo'ei says that Yehoshua is hinting at them that even the land that had not yet been fully conquered had also been given to them as part of their nachalos. And this was a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to be with them and fight until they get rid of all of their enemies. Pasuk Hei v'Hashem Elokeichem Hu Yehedfam Mipneichem v'Horishosam Melifneichem V'Yirashtem Es Artzam Kasher Dibir Hashem Elokeichem. And Hashem has already sent out before you and driven out from your sight all of these enemies, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to possess the land that He has told you. The Kli Yakar says, if you are afraid that once the nations of the world, says Yehoshua, hears that I am no longer alive, and they will think that now Klal Yisrael is easy prey, know that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who will drive out these enemies and will continue to do so. And the Malbim says, this is an assurance that both the areas that had already been conquered, Klal Yisrael, you will hold on to those areas, and the areas that the enemies had not yet been driven out of, here too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with you and help you. But, says Yehoshua in Pasuk Vav, V'chazaktem ma'od, be very, very courageous. Lishmar v'lasos es kalakosuv b'sefer Toras Moshe, to continue, to guard, to do everything that was written in the Sefer Toras Moshe. Levilti sur mimeni yomin asmal, and do not turn aside from it, not right or not to the left. We hear here echoes of the nevuah that Yehoshua had received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we read about in Perek Aleph, where Hashem had said, Rak chazak v'ne'amatz ma'od, just be very courageous, be very strong, lishmar v'la'asos, to keep, to do as kochol ha-Torah she'tzivcha Moshe Avdi, the Torah that I had commanded to Moshe my servant. Al tasur mimenu yomen osmal, do not turn away from it, not right and not left, l'man taskel b'chal asher teilech, and all that you should have slacha, success in all that you do. The Gra says on this pasuk in Perek Aleph, what does it mean to turn to the right or to the left? Turning to the right means be so careful not to add more mitzvahs onto the Torah, and not to turn to the left means be equally careful not to subtract negative commandments. In Pasuk Zion, Yehoshua now warns them not to give in to the Yetzirah that they will have to be drawn after the gods of the Canaanite nations that remain in the land. Do not give in to it. Levilti bo bagoyim ha'ela, when you come across these nations, hanisharim ha'ela etchem, that remain here with you, uvashem Elohehem, but the names of their gods, lo saskiu, do not mention them, v'lo sashpiu, do not swear by them, v'lo sa'avdum, do not serve them, v'lo sishtachavu lahem, and do not bow down to them. He warns them over and over again not to give in to the Yetzirah that they will have to be drawn after their gods. Moshe had already told Am Yisrael in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, that the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael by the Canaanites was prolific. And he warns them, Abed ta'abdun eskal ha-makomos asha avdu sham ha-goyim, completely destroy all of the sites where this Avodah Zarah have been served, asha atem yoshim otam, the places that you're going to now inherit. You have to get rid of us, Elohehem, their gods, al ha-harim, be it on the mountains, haramim, on the higher mountains, al ha-gavaos, or on the smaller hills, v'tachas kol eitz ra'anan, or under any single tree. This temptation was enormous. After 14 years of living in the land, Klal Yisrael had learnt that indeed this country of Eretz Yisrael was not one that was watered by the Nile like in Egypt, but rather in Eretz Yisrael, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was built through keeping his mitzvahs and receiving water that would irrigate their fields, fill their wells, and spell life. The Canaanites and the other nations inside and outside of Eretz Yisrael had an entire pantheon of false gods, Avodah Zarahs relating to water, rainfall, sunshine, fertility, the Baal, the Asherah, the Shamash, the sun god. And at a time when the draw of Avodah Zarah was not one that we can imagine, as we know the Anshei Knesset HaGadol davened for it to be taken away at the end of Bayis Rishon, but then the desire was real, and these Canaanite gods were immensely alluring. Am Yisrael would be drawn after them to such a degree that even whilst serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they still kept these gods in their back pocket, so to speak. Eliyahu HaNavi will later tell them in Har HaKarmel, Ad Masai Atem Omdim Ashnei Se'ipim, how long do you think you can stand and try and serve both Baal and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's Hashem who Elokim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who runs the world. The tefillah that we say, the second paragraph of Shema V'chaya Im Shema, really spells this out. Listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keep its mitzvahs, and you will see rain coming at the right time. Turn away, serve other gods, and it will be a disaster. Through the rest of this parak, we are going to hear echoes of the words from this paragraph of Shema, and Yehoshua reminds them that you have seen Hashem, and you have seen everything that He said He will do, and it's come true. And just like Hashem has done all that he said, helping them conquer, Hashem will not hesitate to do all he says if we should, God forbid, choose to turn away and serve these other gods. We know that this is going to be a continued challenge for Am Yisrael all throughout Bayis Rishon, and eventually the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of their sins of Avodah Zarah. Incredibly, when they did archaeology in the areas of Ir David, the city that was so close to the site of the Beis HaMikdash, they found there, even there, that close, over 1,000 different pieces of Avodah Zarah from the end of the Bayis Rishon period. Because if you continue to cleave and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ka'asher Asisem Ad Hayom Hazeh, until you have done to this day, we know all the years the Yehoshua led Am Yisrael, they remained connected following HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his Torah. But Yehoshua is telling them, in the Midbar you saw Hashem clearly day and night. There was man, there was water, there was Ananei HaKavod. And for these past few years, you've also continued to see incredible Nisim with all the battles and the way that the land was divided up. But now, even without these day-to-day obvious miracles, you must still cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Tes Vayorish Hashem Mipneichem Goyim Gadolim. You saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu drove out mighty nations. And no man had been able to stand up against you until this day. Yeshua tells them that the wars are not over. And if you keep the Torah, you will continue to see Yad Hashem. Pasuk Yod Ish Echad Mikem Yirdof Elef. One man of yours has chased away 1,000. Ki Hashem Okechem Hu Hanelcham Lachem Ka'asher Diber Lachem. Because with HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought for you as he had told you. Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'nishmartem me'od l'nafshoseichem, but you need to continue to guard yourselves la'ahavas Hashem Elokeichem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now Yehoshua reminds Am Yisrael what will happen if they don't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Yud Beis ki im shuv tashuvu, u'devaktem b'yeser ha'goyim ha'ele, because if you go back and you choose to cleave to these other nations that remain here, v'schanantem b'hem, and you marry into them, u'vasem b'hem v'hem b'chem, and you start intermingling and marrying between yourselves. Pasuk Yud Gimel, yadoa teidu, you should surely know, ki lo yosif Hashem lokechem lo rishas ha'goyim ha'ele milf paneichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will no longer continue to help drive away these nations. V'hayu lachem lepach lemokesh l'shotet mitzdeichem v'litznirim be'ineichem. And they will be for you like a snare, a trap, thorns in your side, prickles in your eyes. Ad avadachem me'al ha'adama ha'tova ha'zos. Until you completely perish in this good land, Asher Nasan Lachem Hashem Lokechem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to you. This land is completely tied up, says Yehoshua, with your adherence to Torah and mitzvahs. The beautiful Hashkacha, we know that Eini Hashem Lokecha Ba Mireishis Hashana Ad Acharis Hashana, the special Hashkacha that exists in Eretz Yisrael, is because of us keeping his mitzvahs. And in Pasuk Yudalit, V'hinei Anochi Holech Hayom B'derech Kala Aretz, says Yehoshua, I'm leaving this world. I'm going the way that all people go. I'm going to die very soon. And Mitzvahs tells us, Yehoshua is saying, I won't be there going forward to witness what will happen to you. And therefore, you need to know with all your heart and with all your soul that not one thing was missing from all the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the good things HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he would do. It all came true. Not one thing was missing. And just like every good thing has come true, in Pasuk Tesvav, Kain Yovi Hashem Elokechem Eskal Hadava Hara, so too will all the negative things happen. At Hashmidu Oschem Me'al Ha'adama, HaKadosh Baruch will completely destroy you from this land, this good land, Asher Nasan Lachem Hashem Elokechem, that HaKadosh Baruch was given to you. And it's in this next pasuk we hear echoes, direct echoes of the paragraph of Ahaya in Shema, pasuk Tezayin, Ba'avarchem Es Bris Hashem Elokechem Asher Tziva Eschem. If you transgress the bris, this beautiful marriage contract between you, Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you go against this contract, v'halachtem v'avadetem Elohim acherim, and you go and you serve other gods, v'ishtachavisem lahem, and you bear down to them, v'chara af Hashem b'chem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger will burn against you, v'avadetem mehera mi'al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lachem, and he will quickly destroy you, and you will perish from the good land that he has given you. Hashem has created a world in which his creations are constantly dependent upon him, continuing blessing. Rainfall is so vital. Rain means life, but he only gives it to us if we're deserving of. And this setup helps keep us constantly on our best conduct. It makes us realize how Hashem fulfills our needs and wants constantly without which we would wither away. And the Torah clearly spells out that life-giving rainfall does depend on Am Yisrael's loyalty to Hashem. When it is withheld, it is a sign for Am Yisrael to repent and to do teshuvah. Actually, if we look in Perek Shira, we find that the Shira for the rain is a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Samach Ches, pasuk Yudalid. The beautiful Shira of the rain, Geshem Nadavos Tanif, you release a bounty full of rain, Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nachala Secha, V'nila Atachonanta. But when your heritage, Am Yisrael, was weary, you confirmed it. What exactly does this pasuk mean? Am Yisrael is far from perfect, and when the rain falls, every single drop sings that the rains of Elohim, the Hashem of justice, are actually in truth voluntary. He has mercy on his heritage that is weak, even if they are not righteous enough. He showers them with gifts of rain. But when, what does it mean your heritage is weak? Weak refers to spiritual weakness, weak from sin. When Am Yisrael sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does withhold these rains from us, giving us a chance to do teshuvah. And therefore, through that, V'nila Atachonanta, you establish, you confirm, you give us back a chance to do teshuvah. Yehoshua begs Am Yisrael, stay strong, stay committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, and you will see bracha continuing. Thank you for learning this parak together with me. Sefer Yehoshua is dedicated by Nina and Chaim Schenker, memory of our dear grandmothers, Miriam Schenker, Rachel Freeman, Teresa Schreiber, and Bella Oppenheimer, Alehen Ashal and Neshot Chayil, who lived with the utmost commitment to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasam, despite the physical and spiritual challenges they faced living in the United States, Israel, and Europe. May their example continue to inspire our family and the families of Klal Yisrael. I hope everyone has a wonderful day.